SBS Lian Teton. Lorong Ruanulu Resingneng Fulan Janeiro nebe kunyesiru hanesan lorong Australia niang marka hanesan feriado publik ida iha Australia tomak. Mai be, ninye istoria la simplis hanesane. Ba ema balong, ida ne hare hanesan data nebe frota dahuluk to iha Sydney iha tinang rihung ida atus hitu walunulu resing walu. Ba ema barak seluk, inklui povu na saun dahuluk sira, ida ne representa inisihu di lakung rai, disrupsaun no resistensi nebe mak forti. Australiano barak mak asumi na fating kata frota dahuluk tungya Sydney Cove ia lorong Ruanulu Resingneng Fulan Janeiro ia tinang rihung ida atus hitu walunulu resing walu. Mai be, faktu hatudu katak frota serne to ti ona Botany Bay ia lorong sanulu resing walu Fulan Janeiro tinang nebe makanesa. Ia episode husi Australia Explained ida ne, ita si aprende historia konaba lorong Ruanulu Resingneng Fulan Janeiro niang. No tambah sama kita ne sai feriado publik di Australia, no tambah sama kita ne comprende no experiencia ho manera nebe mak diferente ya na sang tomak. Mai terona historia da ne nebe mak orienta husi John Paul Jeng, editor nasional Asunto Indigenous Niang ya SBS, no apresentadora husi programa The Point ya NITV, the National Indigenous Television. Ia terasa oin sa lorong Ruanulu Resingneng Fulan Janeiro sai hanesan data nebe oficialmente observa hanesan lorong Australia niang no tambah sa ni significado continua muda no hamosu debate ia na San Tomak. Entang, iha nebe no oin sa makbuat hotu hahu.
Many see January 26th as a day that commemorates the arrival of the first fleet at Sydney in 1788 and the beginnings of a nation. But did you know that the first fleet, a group of 11 ships, had actually started arriving in Botany Bay 8 days earlier, on January 18, 1788? Captain Arthur Phillip found Botany Bay unsuitable to establish the new colony.
Tuir mai, Philip honi grupu filafale ba Botany Bay ia tempo kalang ia data Ruanulu Resintolo Fulan Janeiro no nia fo instrusaun ba frota tomak atu ba Port Jackson.
Strong headwinds kept the fleet trapped in Botany Bay, and the next day, the crews were shocked to see two strange ships appear outside Botany Bay. They were French ships, under the command of Captain La Perouse. On Jan 25, the weather forced all bar one of the ships to again abandon their efforts. The ship that succeeded was the Supply. Early on the morning of the 26th, Philip and his party rowed ashore. The Union Jack was planted. A little ceremony took place with only a few dozen marines, officers and oarsmen, while the convicts witnessed it from the deck of the Supply.
Tō kalang, frota tomak tau ona ankra iha no haleo Sydney Cove, depois de liu fulang walu saihus Inglaterra. Entang, ida nemak inisi formal ba kolonia?
Well, no. It wouldn't be until February the 7th that the new colony is formally founded. And Arthur Phillip's governorship is formally proclaimed. The colony included all of Australia eastward, from the meridian of 135 degrees east. This included more than half the mainland of Australia and reflected the line of division between the claims of Spain and Portugal that was established in the Treaty of Tordesillas in 1494.
No claro, hanesan Australia go reconhece formalmente rai nela os mamu.
The first fleet had landed on the lands of some 29 clan groups, whose country stretched across the entire Sydney Basin. The 26th of January was first gazetted as a public holiday for the colony of New South Wales by Governor Lachlan Macquarie in 1818, when it was referred to as First Landing Day or Foundation Day.
Estados Unidos y feriado lorong pundasang niya nebelahanesan. Mai be ia tinang rihung ida atus walu, Ruanulu Resingwalu, lorong Ruanulu Resingneng Fulan Janeiro, selebra saun ba lorong Australia dane, sai hanesan lorong nebe makanesan ba istataru no teritori tomak ia Australia.
During the latter part of the 19th century, a group called the Australian Natives Association became a strong lobby group for federation and for celebrating a national holiday on January 26th. The Australian Natives Association was founded by and for the benefit of white native-born Australians.
No membro ba grupo idane restrictu tebes ba red grupo ne. ema bara kanoing kataklorong Australia niang marka kriasang Commonwealth niang. May be, idanela os factus.
What the people celebrate on Australia Day is not the coming into being of the Australian Commonwealth. That happened on New Year's Day 1901. And it's not the first sittings of the Parliament of the Commonwealth. That was May 9th, 1901.
Pela contrario, data idane marca desembarque e tina rihung ida atus hitu walu nulu resinualo husi official sira Marina Captain Arthur Philip Niang no condenado sira nebe transporte husi Inglaterra nebe tungheta si ibung Sydney Cove Niang. Entang, panghira no oin samak nara nebe itatene oin lorong mosu?
It was actually during the First World War that the concept of a National Australia Day came about. And initially, it was part of a fundraising plan for the war effort.
Evento idane halau ia fulan Julio durante tinang barak nilarang. Ia tinang rehung ida atusia sanulu resingwalo sukursal balong husi asosiasaun nativo australianian ka Australian Native Associations refere balorong ruanulu resineng fulan janeiro nudar lorong australianian. Enquanto si reselo prefere na fating lorong fundasaun ka lorong hari ka lorong aniversario.
In March 1930, the ANA Annual Conference resolved to name the day Australia Day. And by 1935, most Australian states were recognising January 26th as Australia Day, except for New South Wales, which still referred to the date as Anniversary Day.
Mai be, historia konaba data ne la ostet konaba celebração. Ida nemos konaba resistência. Tinan tolu liutia ia tinan rihung ida atusia tolu nulu resimualu ia aniversario atus limanulu husi disembarke lider sira husi nasaun dahuluk sira organiza lorong lutu niang. Ida ne mak protestu direitu civil nasional ida nebe uluk liu ba aboriginu sira. Tui relos ida ne tarri liu ia tinan rihung ida atusia sia nulu resinghat banghira feriado publiku ikus mai sai hanesang alinyamento nasional.
Some states had a public holiday on the 26th of January, while others used the first Monday following. In 1988, the states all marked the bicentennial of Arthur Phillip's Landing as a public holiday. Gazetting of the 26th of January as the Australia Day public holiday finally became uniform in 1994.
Historia lorong ranulo resinem fulan janeiro naro complicado no sente cliantebes. Ne data ida nebe ma representa celebração ba ema balung, no luto, protesto, no sobrevivência ba povo primeiro nação sira. Enquanto conversa sira continua ia nação toma, compreende história e data ida ne halo parte hanesang movimento ida nebe makburas ba hatene liutang ia los.